Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As US shale oil bosses blast Donald Trump and his administration, Southern African politicians are desperately seeking clarity about tariffs and the future of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, AGOA. This morning's Financial Times in London quotes US shale gas bosses as saying Trump's tariffs and his drive to slash oil prices are kneecapping the US shale sector, chilling investment, and risking reprisal against the industry. They told a survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas that Trump's chaotic decision-making is scaring off investors and increasing costs. Of course, the Trump effect is being felt in many other parts of the world, too. South Korea's prime minister says his country's investment projects in the U.S. will remain in limbo until the H-1B visa issue is resolved. In case you missed it, this was the decision earlier this week in which Trump announced that anyone applying for an H-1B visa would have to stump up an application fee of $100,000, about 1.7 million rand. The H-1B visa is for highly skilled workers crucial to the U.S. tech sector. It's the route taken by top executives like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and Google's Sundar Pichai to enter the U.S. Nor is Southern Africa exempt. President Ramaphosa says South Africa is pushing for the renewal of AGOA, but he's warning that Washington is driving us to seek trading partners elsewhere. Speaking in New York after addressing the UN General Assembly, Ramaphosa said Pretoria is deepening its outreach to Asia, Latin America, and the Gulf, seeking new markets for South African manufactured goods. And Lesotho's trade minister says he was told in Washington that the U.S. plans to extend AGOA by another year. Lesotho, of course, highly dependent on textile exports to the U.S., mainly jeans and T-shirts. There's been no confirmation either way from the U.S. about AGOA, its cancellation, or whether tariffs will go ahead anyway. And as you know, that's 30% for us in South Africa, 15% for Lesotho. Turning to the markets, ahead of the Heritage Day holiday, the JSE All Share closed up 0.7%, the top 40 up 0.8%, both of those fresh record highs. No trade yesterday, but in London, the FTSE ended up 0.3%. New York, the Dow down 0.4%, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq both down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 0.2%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney is just above flat. The US dollar hovers between 1.17 and 1.18 to the euro, the rand at 17.32 to the dollar, 20.35 to the euro, 23.31 to sterling, gold at 3,736, platinum 1,481, Bitcoin just under 112,600, Brent crude oil just over $69 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.